The following program is brought to you by the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, and I'm Pastor Schulze.
Is your life as unleavened bread? I am Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience Radio Ministry. Our text today is from the second book of Moses, which is also called Exodus, the 12th chapter, verse 13 through 15. Hear, my friend, are the words of God Almighty. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by ordinance forever. 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. Dear ones, my question to you is, what does the feast of unleavened bread mean in the Bible? And my answer is, it is a type of the life of Christ. Now here at the beginning of the Passover, here on the day of salvation, here on Israel's day of deliverance from Egypt, God admonishes them to be a holy people. Again, Exodus 12:15 says, 7 days ye shall eat unleavened bread. What God says here of Israel's day of salvation is, let there be no corruption in your life. Because leaven here means corruption. The reason I'm calling you, God says to Israel, out of Egypt, is because I want you to be a holy people, a holy nation in this crooked and perverse world. God wanted to establish a holy nation amongst all the unholy nations of the world. God wanted a nation where every child, every teenager, and every college-age person, every married person, every old man and woman would live holy unto the Lord. So God looked upon the face of the earth, and he saw corruption in every nation under heaven. And it was his dream to establish one entire nation without corruption that was as unleavened bread, so that God could teach the rest of the nations of the world what it means to be holy and how holiness of life can be obtained. This is why we have these words, 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. God said for 1 week each year from now on, I want you to eat unleavened bread. And furthermore, he said in this 1 week, in the week of your birth as a holy nation, for 7 days as a memorial every year, I don't want you to have one slightest bit of leaven to be found in your house. So I want you to search your house every year in these 7 days. I want you to search in your drawers. I want you to search under your dresser, under the table, under the bed, in the cupboards, everywhere, that your house will be totally free of leaven. And so go on a leaven hunt. Have you ever gone on a leaven hunt? I know some of you have been on a hunt for rabbits, and some on a hunt for birds, and some on a hunt for deer, and some on a hunt for elephants, perhaps. But have you ever gone on a leaven hunt? I believe it's time, don't you, for you, my dear friend, to start hunting for leaven. Now, I don't mean leaven in the physical sense, but I think it's time for you to go on a spiritual leaven hunt to see if there's any corruption in your heart, to see if there's any corruption in your house, anything that defiles you. Go for a hunt to see if there's any corruption in your heart, your house, your relationships, and get rid of it. You see, to God, this was such a serious business that he said, if anyone in this 1 week shall eat any leaven, that person shall be killed. That's what the Bible says. It says, whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. God means business. when he talks about our need to be a holy people. Let me tell you a story, a true story. A British attorney once was asked by a friend of his to read the Bible. This attorney had never read the Bible in his lifetime. So this friend said, "You are an attorney, sir. Would you please read the Bible? And when you're done reading, report back to me and tell me in one sentence what the Bible is all about." Oh, what an assignment. And so the attorney read it, and after a few weeks he came back and he quoted one sentence of scripture to his friend that he said was a summary of all the teachings of the Bible. And that is a scripture taken from the book of Hebrews, which says, quote, "Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord," unquote. Friend, we've lost our vision of holiness. The church should be the holiest place of any institution in the world. Every church ought to be holy. Everyone in every church ought to be holy, pure in heart, and every preacher ought to be a holiness preacher, because the scriptures say, without holiness no man shall see the Lord. But what do we have in many of our churches today, especially in America? We have girls wearing short skirts, tempting men, dressing to attract young men sexually, instead of dressing to please Jesus. This is not holiness. This is corruption. This is leaven in the lives of our young people. This is leaven in the lives of our churches. In many churches today, in America and perhaps some other parts of the world, men hug, embrace women, and women embrace men in times of fellowship. This is unholy. This is leaven in our churches. It is extremely dangerous for any man to put his arms around any woman but his own wife or his young daughters. We have worldly music in our churches. People who have frequented taverns, the bars, get saved, and they come into a church and they say, "This is the same sound. This is the same type of music we heard in the taverns and the bars." And they're shocked because it's the music of the world. It is music which was written by the devil himself, and Christian people think if they add some Christian lyrics, some Bible words to this music, it's going to sanctify the music. Dear ones, you cannot sanctify ungodly things. You cannot sanctify sin. You can't sanctify the devil's work. The leaven, oh my friend, the leaven in our churches is abundant. Many men who claim to be Christians watch pornographic movies, or they look for pornographic magazines. Many women watch soap operas, love affairs, stories on television, and most any story that's produced by Hollywood, it has a love affair in it. It's an adulterous love affair relationship that you're watching, where the male actor and the female actress are not married to each other, and yet they make love one with another. My friend, there's leaven all over the place. And in thousands of Christian homes and in millions of hearts, God says, get rid of it. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Many believers in our churches, my friend, are jesting and kidding and joking and listening to ungodly jokes. This is corruption. This is leaven in our churches and people's lives. Oh, my friends, since God wants a holy nation, what makes us think that he does not also want a holy church and a holy people in this day and age? So let's get rid of the leaven in our lives. Jesus said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. This phrase of Jesus, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, was recorded 4 times in the Gospels. What was the leaven of the Pharisees? There are all kinds of leavens, my friend, and one kind is the leaven of the Pharisees. In Luke chapter 12, Jesus explains it. He says, the leaven of the Pharisees is hypocrisy. Jesus said of the most fanatical believers in the Bible at that time, which were the Pharisees, that they were nothing but a company of hypocrites, because they preached one thing but did another. The leaven of the Pharisees is in our churches. Men profess to be Christians. They profess to be saved. They sing holy, holy, holy. And they are not holy. And they're not interested in holiness. They sing saved by the blood of the crucified one. And yet they're still continuing in their sins. Dear one, there are many men who serve on church boards and committees. They are highly honored in their churches, but at home they cut their wives to pieces with harsh words. We have many women who sing and teach Sunday school and have prophecies and words of testimonies in our sanctuaries, but they will not submit to their husbands as unto the Lord. Teenagers who testify in our youth meetings, but they don't obey and honor their fathers and their mothers. I wished I wouldn't have to preach this way, but we need watchmen on the wall. So when God says, search your house in the Old Testament, 1:11, that translates into our age just the same, search your house, my friend, to see, is there anything there that does not belong, that corrupts your soul, ungodly literature, ungodly pictures, ungodly TV programs and ladies' dresses that are ungodly hanging in the closets. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Now there are other leavens than the leaven of the Pharisees, and another one is mentioned in 1 Corinthians 5:6, where the Apostle Paul is writing to the Corinthian Christians, saying, your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened, for even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. The Corinthian church took pride in having spiritual gifts, and they favored tongues above all the spiritual gifts. Yet in the midst of all this, they had somebody there. This is mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, and was known all over the churches of Asia. There was somebody in this church who had a sexual affair with his father's wife. So you have a church here that was priding itself. It was puffed up over spiritual gifts. Yet she had a sexual and immoral situation going right in the midst of her. This, my friend, the leaven of lust, prevented the Corinthian church from being a holy people. You can have all the gifts of the Spirit in your church, but if you have an adulterous or fornication type situation, my friend, in your congregation, your church is on the way to destruction, because the Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Oh, we have churches that are Jezebel churches instead of holy churches. The 7 days of unleavened bread, which Israel was to celebrate in the beginning, was to tell them God wanted them to begin living in holiness from the very day of their birth. Then this translates over into the words of Paul in 1 Corinthians 5, where he says, therefore, let us keep the feast not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and of truth. He's saying here, let us do so, for even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Jesus became unleavened bread for us, and through his holy life and through the power of his precious blood and the power of the Holy Spirit, he expects us to likewise be unleavened bread in this corrupt world, that we might be a church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, or any such thing. So I shall end with this question. Dear one, don't you think it may be time for you to go on a leaven hunt with all your heart? Begin by searching your house, and then, my friend, go through your closets, then continue to search your heart, because it is truly, this leaven hunt is truly a matter of life and death. Our Father, we pray that you will, by thy sacred Holy Spirit, help us not to delay searching for the leaven in our hearts, in our homes, in our relationships, that we might not lose one more day in corruption. But may every day from now on be a day of sanctification, of holiness unto the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience radio ministry. Goodbye now, until next week.
In case you would like to visit the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, we meet at 10 o'clock Sunday mornings at 3215 West Judson Road in Kokomo, Indiana.